You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Clement Mangatela, know, live, transform. This is 702.
All right, let's talk health and wellness now. And we want to bust the myths around masks. And we're joined on the line now by the head of Vitality Wellness, Dr. Musima Mabunda. Dr. Mabunda, thank you for your time. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, let's have a conversation around the wearing of masks. And let me also invite our listeners to call in if they have any questions around the wearing of masks. Call us on 011-883-0702. And Dr. Mabunda, I'll start off with what's really been a concern for so many people, because there has been conflicting messages around whether or not you can wear a mask when you're going for a jog. I've tried to do it and I felt like I was struggling to breathe at some point. There was a time that I went jogging without a mask and some of the fellow runners were looking at me like, how dare you? So what is it exactly? Is it advisable to jog, to run wearing a mask?
Clement, you raise a very interesting question that's on the top of many South Africans' minds. I think let's start by acknowledging that the regulation in South Africa is that everyone should wear a face mask when they're venturing outdoors. And the reason why we should be wearing face masks is so that we can contribute to reducing the spread of coronavirus. If we keep that as a frame, I think it makes the conversation easier. So if you are exercising and you are outdoors, the expectation in South Africa is you should be wearing a mask. Right.
Yeah.
So generally, many people should be able to exercise with a mask. But given that it's not something we're used to doing, it is an adjustment. And many of us, myself included, experience some discomfort. And for me here, this is where the general advice around exercise still holds true, that if you are feeling unwell, do not go out and exercise. If whilst you're exercising during COVID, wearing a mask, or outside of this pandemic, if you're not feeling well, you stop and you slow down. It's very important to listen to your body. But for me, it's very important that we understand the context of the environment that we're in and why it's important to wear a face mask, which is why in our environment in Discovery Clement, we've given our members access to reusable face masks so that they can adhere to the government regulations.
I want to take a call and I'll ask you some of the questions that I have here around the wearing of masks, because I'm interested in the different kind of masks and which one you use for which activity as well. Eugenia is calling us from Kempton Park. Eugenia, what's your question? Good morning.
Yes. Morning, how are you?
Sharp, how's it?
I'm good, thank you. I work in the healthcare industry and I was just at a hospital and I'm asking myself, how effective are these surgical masks that are being given to healthcare workers against the virus?
Okay, so Dr. Mabunda will answer that for you, Eugenia. So Dr. Eugenia wants to know how effective are the surgical masks, because at some point we were actually told that we need to make masks at home, because there was a time when COVID hit our shores that everybody was getting their hands on these surgical masks. And there was a call made out there that let's preserve those for healthcare workers and not for ordinary use on a day-to-day basis. So how effective are they?
Clement, the Minister of Health has provided guidance around the types of masks and the people that should be using them. So healthcare professionals find themselves in a setting where they are at high risk of exposure. Hence, they are intended to be using the N95 respiratory masks. In South Africa and many other countries, those masks are exclusively kept for the use by health professionals because they reduce the chances of them getting infected. I mean, the latest statistics that I've seen is the reduction is up to 95%. So that is specifically, and I just want to reiterate, masks that should be reserved for use by health professionals. General members of the public are not as high risk as health professionals, and hence we can use the fabric cloth masks.
And what are the different masks used for? Like for which activities? Or can you just have a universal mask that you wear when you exercise, that you wear when you go to work, when you go out to a shopping mall? Of course, provided that you are constantly washing it, because that's what the health health officials have advised us to do. That if you're reusing a mask, you constantly need to make sure that it's clean. You've washed it. Are there different kinds of masks to wear for different activities, or can you just have a universal one?
The simplicity of the solution, Clement, is that there is one standard where we use masks that are made of common textiles such as cotton. So essentially, you can have two masks at least, or more, so that when you are wearing one, the other one is being cleaned. And you can wear that mask wherever you go. There hasn't been guidance that tries to distinguish that when you go to the shop versus when you exercise or when you go to work, you should wear a different mask. What people do is obviously try to use various cotton fabrics just so their masks look different, but the principle remains the same, and that mask must have multiple layers.
Okay. Someone here also wants us to have a conversation about the proper wearing of masks. This person, this is Mercy, or this is Brother Mercy, actually, who says, I think a lot of people just do it to meet legal requirements. With the nose outside, we might as well not bother. So what is the proper way, really, Dr. Mabunda, of wearing the mask?
I actually like this question very much, because it takes us back to the objective. The objective is for us to do our part to reduce infecting other people with coronavirus. So face masks are one, and when we wear it, there's plenty of videos, and the president demonstrated it to the entire nation, is that it must cover your nose, your mouth, and then under your chin. You do not lower it below your nose, because it defeats the purpose. Once we all understand the why, we're able to adhere. And once we understand our part in reducing the spread of infection, I think it should make it easier. And we must just remember that face masks alone are not the solution. Mm. They go hand in hand with maintaining physical distance of at least 1.5 meters and regular washing of hands with soap and water or sanitization.
And let's have a conversation about toddlers as well. And masks. What are the do's and don'ts? And what kind of conversations do you have with your little ones about wearing these masks? And what kind of masks are these?
Generally, Clement, kids beyond a certain age should not be wearing masks. I mean, there's guidance that say less than 2 and less than 4, but they should not be wearing masks, because the risk of suffocation is very high. But from above 4 years of age, kids wear masks. My son is 6 years old. And he wears his mask happily and proudly so, because he's convinced that he is, you know, part of the South Africans that are fighting COVID-19, and his part is to wear a mask. So, it's an adjustment, but they actually do wear masks.
That is so cool. So you let the child under the age of 4 years old wear a mask, then you're looking at a risk of suffocation in that instance.
Because kids are small. If you're small, you're not able to understand what you're experiencing, Clement. So, yes.
Yeah. Someone here on the SMS line, I mean, I'm not sure if you're able to answer to this, but someone has SMS'd me and says, if masks are so effective, then why are so many people contracting the virus if really wearing masks is really effective?
Clement, what's important to understand is all of these preventive measures we are doing and we encourage to adhere to are meant for us to reduce the likelihood of spread. It is not an exercise of complete elimination, but definitely it results in significant reduction of the spread. Hence, everyone who normally speaks around this topic encourages that all of the measures are used in conjunction. So it is not meant to eliminate, but there's definitely a reduction.
All right, let's get a quick comment now from Sindile, who's calling us from Kagiso. Sindile, good morning.
Good morning, Clement. To your guest, maybe she can stress this point to the public out there, that wearing a mask, it goes both ways. Because you'll find other people, when I'm wearing a mask and I'm asking that person, why don't you wear a mask? Says, no, you are wearing a mask, so we are both safe. So they must understand that it goes two ways. If I'm wearing a mask, I'm protecting you. You're supposed to protect me as well. Yes.
Yeah, and you know, there was a time when Asidile, that you know, there was a friend who was going to visit a friend, and I was like, "But why are you doing that?" When you know that's not allowed. And the friend said, yeah, but I'm protecting myself. And the person, I'm wearing a mask, we're implementing these safety standards. So again, that raises the issue of, it's not sufficient. It's not sufficient to say I'm wearing a mask and therefore I can do all these other things. Thank you for that comment, Sidi.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for your call. Dr. Musima, do you want to comment on that?
I completely agree with that sentiment, mm-hmm. that it is up to each and every one of us to do the right things to minimize spread. So masks obviously work even better when everyone is wearing them. Hence, the general guidance shares the same sentiment that every single person should wear a mask, should wear it correctly, because then we are effectively protecting one another.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. Dr. Musima Mabunda is the head of Vitality Wellness.